The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. We are back. We are back with another one. Cousin Ed's Corner, Motivational Monday here at Cousin Ed's Corner. Listen, I don't know what else to say, but it's been phenomenal this whole year, season three. Everything, the people we've met, the guests we've had, the interaction we've had with each and every one of you has been just terrific, terrific, terrific. So, while I'm away, we have a special guest this week on Cousin Ed's Corner. She's been here before. I don't know how to introduce her, but just say phenomenal, say beautiful, say special, say queen, say sister, say all of the things you could think about. But one thing you're going to say this week is motivational. This sister is bringing motivation today for Motivational Monday here at Cousin Ed's Corner. So be sure to stay tuned. Since I'm leaving, don't get up and leave like you leave at church when the pastor ain't there. You're going to stay tuned for this guest. No, she's not a guest. This family member of Cousin Ed's Corner, Jamie Alexander. Be sure to make sure you leave a message. Be sure to go and follow her. Everything you can do. I'm getting out of here. My bags are packed. The Uber's outside. I'm leaving right now. Jamie Alexander is here to take over Cousin Ed's Corner. Love y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.
Happy Motivational Monday. So it's your girl, Jamie. I'm here taking over Cousin Ed's Corner just to give you some extra motivation on this Monday since he's out. Okay? So I'm going to talk to you about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's personal development. Personal development is one of those things that I wish I would have known years before I learned it, right? But it's also one of those things that I learned later in life, but I'm sure to teach my kids early on. That's the biggest thing that I'm focused on with them right now. I couldn't imagine where I would be now in life if I knew the importance of personal development early on. Okay, so I want to share a quote with you that really stuck out to me when I first heard it. Your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development, because success is something that you attract by the person you become. Okay, once again, your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development, because success is something you attract by the person you become. And I think that's so important. A lot of times we think that we have to sit down and read these long books and we have to do all those things, right? No, I am an extremely busy person, but I find time to add it in to my daily activities. So when I say that, for instance, when I am taking a shower, I'm listening to a podcast. When I'm folding the kids' clothes or cleaning the house, I'm listening to maybe something on YouTube or something that's going to put me further in my craft. It's super important for me. But it's so easy to do. Even when I'm driving, instead of listening to the radio, I'll often listen to a podcast. Okay. So there's a few things I want to dive into as we talk about personal development. One of the biggest things is you have to embrace a growth mindset. And when I say embrace a growth mindset, I mean, you really have to embrace challenges, right? I really focus on failing forward. In order for me to grow, I know that I have to fail. But instead of me just saying, okay, I'm going to fail, or I'm looking forward to failing, I know that I'm failing forward, because every time I fail, every time I do something wrong, I use that as a lesson to teach me. And I know that it's something that's going to help to better me and for my growth. Okay. So we want to make sure that we're trying to fail forward. We embrace challenges. I always, and it's another saying that I have that I say to myself, to my clients and to my friends, I do hard things. We do hard things, and because I know those challenges help me to grow. So I do hard things. Okay. And these are essential to help us with our personal growth and our personal development. Another thing that I want to touch on is the importance of giving yourself grace and self-care. Okay. I'm a huge advocate on that, but you want to give yourself grace as you fail and as you figure things out and as you're trying to learn different things. Give yourself grace. Celebrate your wins as you go. That's so important, because we want things to happen now, right? I want, like for instance, I'm an entrepreneur. I want my business to be a global business and I've scaled all over the world tomorrow. I wish I could make that happen, but I know that it's a process, and everything that I go through is gonna get me to the next step. So I give myself grace. I celebrate all those small wins that really add up to big wins. I try not to judge myself, and I'm huge on self-care, because with life, the different stresses that come through and come in with life, just from living, you want to have an outlet. You want to have different ways. And for me, it's fitness, right? But for someone else, it could be reading a book. It could be going to the spa. It could be spending time with your kids. Whatever it is that helps you to release your stress and your tension and to just kind of have time to yourself is so important on this journey for personal development. Okay. And then the last thing I want to say is you want to cultivate a positive mindset. That is so, so important. I always say this: mindset is everything. Literally, I'm able to do the things that I've done, and I'm able to hit my goals because I work on my mind every single day. Those negative thoughts always try to creep in, but I know I switch a negative thought. I always switch a negative thought to a positive thought. And I'll say, for instance, whenever something bad is going on or something that could stress me out, and I'll give you an example. Just last week, my son was in the ICU, the PICU, I guess the pediatric, so the PICU, for 2 days. And that was a very stressful situation. But instead of me just being stressed and scared, and I switched it to like, I'm thankful that my husband and myself have jobs that we could be here and be by his side to make sure he's okay. And we're not missing out on anything. You know, like I always switch a negative situation and I turn it positive. I think that's super important. Our self-talk, like, what are you telling yourself? I always affirm myself every morning. That's part of my, to keep my mindset strong. I'm sitting and I'm saying my affirmations. I'm speaking positively and positivity over my life and over myself. And I think that's super important as you think about personal development, as you think about keeping your mind strong, because as I said before, those negative thoughts always try to creep in. So make sure you're speaking positive. Make sure you're cultivating a positive mindset. Make sure you're thinking about gratitude and you're grateful for every single thing and every single day. Like, there's so much that happens in life, and we can always be negative, right? But when you think about what you're grateful for, when you think about the fact that you have another day, or that you're here, or that you're healthy, that your kids are healthy, just there's so many things to be grateful for that really helps you to stay in that positive mindset. Okay. So I just wanted to leave you with a few things to help you on this Monday to make sure that you're prepared to win your week. So happy Motivational Monday. I hope you take some tips and tricks from me, and I hope you move your body, eat for energy, and have an absolutely amazing day ahead. This is Jamie Alexander of Living Well with Jamie at livingwellwithjamie.com. And when I'm not working out, I'm listening to Cousin Ed's Corner.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.